This kind of problem is called intractable. So it's hidden a little behind my recording thing. Maybe I can move that. I better not try it. Intractable, like this. And one student project is I asked a student to write a computer code to solve that problem for any atom, also for gold. And it's easy enough to write a MATLAB program. This is it. This is the whole MATLAB program. You can't read it because I wanted to put the whole program on the page. But this is a MATLAB program that will integrate the Schrödinger equation for any number of electrons in an atom. At the beginning, you can say, I want 79, I want 83. And this is the code, and there are some nested loops which calculate all these functions. It runs for one, it would run for two electrons, and after that it doesn't, you don't have enough computer resources. And this is an intractable problem. It's a problem where you can write down the problem, it's well specified, it's not as if we don't have enough knowledge about the system. We know the equation, in this case we can write down the Schrödinger equation. We even know a method that would solve it, but we cannot get the computer resources to be able to solve it with this method. And so this is a problem, that it turns out that the Schrödinger equation is intractable, and it has to do with the fact that we're looking for this many electron wave function that's defined in so many dimensions. This is really the root of the problem, that you have to search for a solution in a high-dimensional space.